commencing the satsang here with Pujya Deepak Bhai on January the 8th of 2010. Golden morning satsang here as he garlands Ma Amba, Goddess Amba, the goddess that symbolizes the naturalness of the Prakruti, the non-self complex, moving over to Ma Padmavati Devi, the one who protects us all on the path of liberation from the celestial realm with tremendous energies there. She has been there since Lord Parshvanath, Lord Parshvanath and Lord Neminath. Yes?
So there might be a little delay.
Okay. Okay, right. And Bhadrakali Mama. And Bhadrakali Mata. As Deepak Bhai turns towards all of us and gives darshan to some 500 to 600 people here in the golden morning crowd at Simandar City, the golden morning satsangs are the ones that people look forward to, Mahatmas, because they are really going to the depths of the Dada Vani, the speech of Dada Shri. The speech of Dada Shri as seen through the perspective of the one who is free from kashais. And the very same speech as it is read and absorbed and assimilated and used and further used spiritually is very different as one becomes progressively free from kashais. Kashais is the reason why one cannot really enter into the depths of this Dada Vani, the Gnan. Dada Vani is nothing but Gnan, G capital only. Gnan that liberates. Every word of the Gnani is meant to liberate you only and nothing else. Liberate one from the kashais, and this requires the awareness and the energy of the Gnan only. So Gnan begets Gnan, that is how it is. More Gnan, more energy. More energy, more Gnan. More energy, more Gnan, less kashais. Kashais is the weakness. So when the kashais leave, all the natural energies of the self express. Jai Sachidanand, the awareness of the eternal is bliss. I bow to the Supreme Self who resides within you, the Absolute Self, with a sense of absolute oneness and total obeisance. Abhed Bhav and oneness is a little different. Yes, Deepak Bhai says the Parayan and the Pratikraman. The Pratikraman is coming up. The Parayan, the detailed study of the Pratikraman. We do have to read so that we will know how it fits in our life. And we will read in Dada's words how he was remaining in equanimity in difficult circumstances and situations. And to really see the nature of mistakes of the non-self complex. And when one begins to see one's own mistakes, and then one rises higher in one's own spirituality, and the other person appears absolutely flawless. And there are so many keys in that volume of Pratikraman book. By the way, the Pratikraman book is going to be shared with you all. The print versions are going to be available here. We should have such understanding that we should have not only just the entire year, but we should be getting charged up spiritually so that it will remain with us throughout our entire residual life. And if we miss out on this, then if on the basis of your own mistakes you do not clear them off and then you are happy about what you are doing, then you will enter into the sixth realm, sixth ara of the sixth time cycle. And if you regret it, you will move towards the fourth ara. So this is how it is. First question from Deepak Bhai. He is taking some written questions now in this satsang. Ram Bhai, the gentleman up front.
This
says, from A.M. Patel became Dada Bhagwan, and from there became Niruma. This is how it is. And now, from Niruma to Deepak Bhai, what is the progression? Will you please give us some details? Deepak Bhai says, I don't know those details. He says, our people are very smart, so they just want to move in this lineage. People are very good about giving names to human beings at a spiritual level. But he says, Deepak Bhai says, apparently there is some movement that has started in a few homes where they are trying to identify Deepak Bhai as some very specific name here. Deepak Bhai says, I am simply the knower and the seer of it all. Of course, out of all these people are saying, everybody speaks out of reverence, but I need to remain separate from it all. Should we call you Deepak Bhai or should we call you Pujya Shri? A lot of people have started using the term Pujya Shri, because then it will become established, like Dada Bhagwan, then Niruma, and then Pujya Shri. Pujya means revered. So can the revered divine one is Pujya Shri. So in other words, and Deepak Bhai says, what difference does it make in a name? Really, it is what it is. Because, you know, in other words, Pujya Shri is a title, right? You say, but so in other words, Pujya Shri A.M. Patel, we say, so that, and then people will wonder, which Pujya Shri are you talking about? You say, which is the Pujya Shri of another particular group of spiritual seekers, or Pujya Shri of Akram Vignan? So, just, is the name is only to know the individual, is it not? So, why? So, what are you going to do? And Deepak Bhai says, call me Deepak Bhai instead of saying Pujya Shri. I mean, this Pujya Shri now, because this is started in, especially in the telesalsan, Dada is up there, why don't you just revere him? You start new names, and the new names, the lineage of the new names will carry on. Deepak Bhai just answered that, I like if you just call me Deepak Bhai. Please do not give me any special adjectives and titles. And So now he has given the final answer. I was also wondering about it. And he says, it is humility to say, if I say, call the name of any woman, I should say, if I say Gita, I just should not say Gita, I should say Gita Ben. And they should say Siddharth Bhai. He says, supposing if you say Hey Ram, at least you're knowing who you're calling. But if you say Hey Ma, Hey Mother, you don't know who you're calling, which mother you're calling. So at least you have to be a little more specific in the relative level. Why are you calling your mother? So in other words, you have to be in at the relative level when you say, this is relative. In the relative, you have to maintain some specificity so you know who you're addressing. Yeah, shall we just keep it Deepak Bhai? Yes, I mean, there's a lot of love. And when he says, if you put a new dial, then you don't know, this is a new number, but your old number always works. So why don't you use the old number, that old telephone number? It will always work. Okay. All right. So, yes. What they say, there is the life of a saint in Akram Vignan. Our life is like a saint in Akram Vignan. What should it be like? This sadhu means a saint, but the one. Deepak Bhai says, if you are in the celibacy mode, that through these thoughts, based on actions, let there be no traces of sexuality, then in Akram Vignan you are like an ascetic, are you not? But otherwise it is not necessary. What you don't like, if something that you don't like unfolds in front of you, you deal with it with equanimity. In the old days, they used to go off into the jungles. An emperor used to leave his entire pleasure of the empire and go into the jungle. So everything that you do at the relative level is temporary. What you, the eternal one, even the brahmacharya, the celibacy, the everything that you do at the relative level is all temporary. What you do with what you are at the S capital level is eternal. And the awareness that I am not this body, there is nothing of mine in this body, is the most critical thing. And it is nothing, as you know, the string has been wound around this TOP top with a spindle at the bottom. It has been wound in the last life, it has been flung in this life, and it is rotating. But how should it be in this life now? Then Deepak Bhai says, your life should be with five agnas. If you're desiring gulab jambu, some sweet balls, if they come in front of you, it's good. If they don't come, that's fine too. What difference does it make to you, the awakened one? But at some people of in Akram Vignan, they have a fridge and they keep it in their fridge. Now this is not a physical fridge, but they keep it specially, and so when they're hungry, they quietly open it and then they swallow one. And this sweet representing any ideation of pleasure seeking in the relative. So when nobody is there, you just kind of go quietly open the fridge, put your hand in it, satisfy your relative need. But it's more important to settle the file with equanimity. And if you're going back to the refrigerator subtleness in a subtle manner, then you should know that you should be aware that this is happening, so you can remain separate from the one who is still involved in subtle pleasure seeking. For Mahatmas in Akram, the most important thing, the Mahatma is the Tapasvi, is the one who is the ascetic, because there is tremendous penance required in five agnas sometimes. And because before you would blame immediately somebody, he is not doing this, this person is not behaving, this person is not doing right, this thing is not right. And all of that, not to say it, but to be the knower seer through the five agnas, it requires a significant amount of inner penance, silent tap. And therefore you are the tapasvi, or you are the muni, you are the mahamuni. So it is, you see, this, you really, it's the important thing is not to really just slip into the relative and to become engrossed and become Gaia or Michael. So if I keep it separate, will it fall off, or do I not take it and then do the the penance? It will stop. Deepak Bhai says, you need to see whether a thing has arisen in front of you according to your desire or against your desire. And for both of them, you need to be in equanimity. You need to have some awareness. So you see, if don't jump on the first inner bell that, aha, something pleasant has come, let me go grab it. Wait until the second bell from within rings, aha, something pleasant has come, the third bell, and then go for it. That way you are now maintaining some degree of awareness, even when that which is pleasant and pleasant arises in front of you. You're not just going for it. So this gives you the inner energies and the understanding of how to remain equanimous in that which is pleasant, in rag situations, in attachment situations. And yes, if the mind is going towards sexuality, he's telling the lady in white, then you need to really have an absolutely opponent attitude, an opposition attitude towards it, and that is your Purusharth. However, in the pleasant, you wait for the first bell to ring within, the second bell to ring within, and the third bell, and then go for it. So just as you take off the two-leafed sapling in the sexual thought and eradicate it, in the same way when something pleasant arises in front of you or something arises according to your wish, that you had, which you had wished arises in front of you, and that is where your awareness should be. That is where you need to be in the awareness. And so that next time around when something pleasant that you are desiring does not arise, there will be not be a sense of suffering because it did not come for you, even according to your expectations or your desire. So there are various newer subtle keys that Deepak Bhai has just given us. The first bell, the second bell, and the third bell ringing inside before you go for something that is obviously pleasant. File number one is not adjusting well with mother-in-law, file number five. And so what happens? Somebody obviously with a mother-in-law situation here, let's see where is she. If I caught the word right, Sasu is mother-in-law. But I feel that the moment my mother-in-law looks at file number one, she should be, looks at me, fireworks are going on through her eyes. So what should I do? Devaku says, keep on doing pratikraman. And then you can ask openly, am I doing something that is hurting you, my mother? It's not happening overtly. She doesn't say anything, but her actions are negative or appear with friction. Deepak Bhai said, you should just recognize that this is a hisab, an account that has arisen, and I want to settle with equanimity. But she gets irritated and she gets upset, and there is nothing that I can do to please her. That Deepak Bhai says, then you just be watch where that you should not be a cause of any pain to her and pain in her to her. She asks, what should I do to adjust to her? Then Deepak Bhai says, just observe what is happening, and wherever hurt arises, make file number one do the pratikraman. You don't know on what basis she is irritated, upset, and passive aggressive, and therefore keep on doing the pratikraman and it will come to an end. And also, because your husband now, you don't have any problem with the husband, do you? Because he's the one in the middle, is he not? Obviously, they live together. You think there is no problem, but if you really go deeper into it, you'll find that the husband is connected. Supposing a little girl has got a little doll and somebody else tries to grab that doll, what will the little girl feel? She will be hurt, is it not? In the same way, this doll represents the husband in the middle of the mother-in-law and you. And so, oh, this is my doll, and then she will say, no, this is my doll. Okay, whose doll is it, and who are you? Okay, Deepak Bhai says, why don't you study deeply? There's so many 200 hours of DVDs on the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law situation, and the guy in the middle who is the sandwich. And you'll get a lot of insights. It's just my pratikramas are ongoing, but she still feels dissatisfied. What should I do? You cannot do anything, she says. There is nothing you can do. When the flood is coming, do you decide what should I do? What should I do? The flood is coming. Don't you not get out of the way? You have to keep on doing pratikraman. But if the vision is focused on her, that she is not improving, she is passive aggressive, she has got a sour face. That is nothing but the counter attacks of the ego of within you only. When you see her at fault, this is nothing but your own ego that is really thrashing subtly all around. So now instead you should say, I am pure soul, I want to remain equanimous. The mother-in-law is absolutely flawless and faultless. It is my weakness that is making me see her as a sour face or with sparks. It is because on the basis of the negative energy within you, with the egoism within you and the intellect ego in complex reactions within you, that you are seeing her at fault. It is your reactivity within which is causing you to see her at fault. You should be thankful that your account of previous life is getting finished. We are not staying together too much, even then. Lo, Deepakoi says, see, you are not even living together and you are having so much problem. Then can you imagine, your ego must be making such intense mental notes within. It's been 2 months, okay, then each and every incident where things have happened that have been unpleasant, and then do pratikram. When are you going to meet again with the mother-in-law? You're just going to meet once a year. What? What's the big deal? Why are you making You should just remain vitrag. In other words, vitragata, the state of the equanimity. Continue to observe what happens and unfolds in front of you and then deal with it rather than projecting it. Oh, she's coming. So your anxiety starts even 9 months before she's here. Don't make intense mental notes, non the up to 29, about her. I know that every word of her, everything that she is saying, it is hitting me. And then if she raises her voice, it hurts me. I'm aware of the effect within me. And he says, all you need to do is now to do the last 2 months before you're going to get separated, and then she's going to go away for a year. Do pratikraman, there's no other solution. Next one. Next question coming up. It says the Benos, the sisters are asking questions. Let them ask, get the answers from the older sisters. Okay. So Deepak Bhai did not take the question from the sides of the ladies. Says just ask the senior sisters. Depending on the nature of the question, he would answer in a group, otherwise he would just say go private. I'm the absolute light of the enlightened light of the absolute knowledge, and I'm infinite knowledge. What is this all about? Are we in fact invoking the supreme self within us, or no? You are that. You are becoming that, and then saying it. I'm pure soul, and I am the absolute light of knowledge. I am Param Jyoti, absolute light of knowledge. I am infinite knowledge, infinite energy. In other words, so in the Charanvidhi you're reciting, in fact you're just kind of reinforcing and affirming who you are. Just the world will tell you, hey Werner, you're an engineer, you live in Austria, you're this person's boyfriend, you're this, you're that, you've got so many brothers. The world keeps on giving you ignorance and then it's just as a little child. So now Dada is giving you the new energy, saying, hey Werner, you're not Werner, you do not have five brothers, you're pure soul, etc. You're telling me. And so then what you're saying, you're giving that person so much respect, will you please give me some respect? I mean, what kind of beggary is that? you see, you are the infinite energy, you are this Lord of the 14 worlds, you are the emperor of all the energies in the world. Why should you beg for a little respect in the relative world? In November Dadavani, there she is reading. The intellect that divides is the one that makes you suffer. Questioner says, Dada, whatever you said, the self is constantly awake. So where is this, if the self is constantly awake and right? The self is absolute and complete. But we have not become the self. We have separated from the self. Ved means to separate, to become different. And therefore, you, Michael, become separate from the S capital self. And when you have this divisiveness from the self, that means you are not one with the self. But when you become aware that I am the self indeed and there is no other person, and then you become one with the God within you, one with the Lord, you are the self. But the moment you make the divisive difference between the self, the God within you and yourself, then you become the Bhakta, and then there is a separation. And so Abhedita means there is absolutely no separation between your Lord and you, capital. The moment you say my Lord, you have separated yourself from the Lord that you are. And so if you have gone 1200 miles in that direction of being away from the Lord, then will you not have to come back those 1200 miles before you become God yourself? So now in the Jnanvidhi, your belief changes, because it was a wrong belief that I am Gaya, I am Venu, I am Michael. And now you awaken to this new knowledge. So the conviction is there, but the old beliefs, residual beliefs continue. Therefore, you have to walk those 1200 miles back. If you had gone 2400 miles, you'll have to come back 2400 miles. And so the gold is gold, is it not? The gold in any ornament is gold itself. Has the gold ever got tainted? No, you can separate the gold out in the bangle, the ring, the necklace, can you not? And so in Gnan, the root of ignorance is absolutely shattered, and through the five agnas, you kind of sustain that vision and find out, and through the five agnas, you have, by applying the five agnas, which is nothing but Gnan, which is nothing but S capital self, which is nothing but God himself, five agnas, then you'll be able to see it. You'll be see it. If you're made to catch hold of a pole that has been absolutely made still, stuck in the ground, then will you need to catch a little string that is attached to the pole, and because you think, oh, this is more, so you've been given the solid pole of stability of who you are. And, okay, so, but she's trying to figure out to become one with the self as capital. When you say that I am not the self as capital, then there is a separation from the S capital self, is it not? When you say I am Michael, you have just separated from the self that who you are. But so therefore in the Jnanvidhi, you are made to hold the big solid pole, so then you need not hold all the strings that you think is holding on to the pole. You have now finally found the center. And you should have an exact awareness that this side of the line is mine and everything else is the non-self. Because as soon as the ego and the intellect arises, then you start becoming separated from the self. And that is the separation, that is the divisiveness from the Lord. Deepak Bhai, I have a question about intuition. Is it there in the middleman? Where is Suj? Where is this intuitive knowledge, life after life, coming from? Is it part of the Bhava? Deepak Bhai says, yes, it is in the middleman only. The middleman has got the Suj, which is this intuitive knowledge. Example of Suj. And now Deepak Bhai says, who are you calling Bhava? The ignorant one or the... Who are you calling Bhava? The absolute I is the absolute correct one. I with wrong belief is called the Bhava. I with wrong belief is the middleman. Suj means darshan and kind of an inner vision, but not a V capital vision. After Gnan, it becomes the V capital vision. And what is darshan? I am this is the darshan. That I am this in the relative and I am this in the relative. I am this is the bhava, the middleman. It says bhava means the one who becomes the doer. But even before the doership, there is an underlying intuitive understanding and the vision. Even in an ignorant one, somebody who has not received this gnan, he has got some underlying intuitive vision. But we do not call it bhava. We just say, because even before the bhava arises, there is, because he has the awareness that I am the I'm the doer and I'm the sufferer versus I am the eternal one beyond all suffering, and so I'm a gnani. So there is a gnani bhava and then there is an ignorant bhava. Prajna is the direct light of the self, says Deepa Sirishwai. And intellect is the indirect light of the self. And Suj. And then what is Suj? Suj is a direct. It is. Supposing there is a bulb and you put only a few clothes over it, isn't there some light coming out? And then this Prajna is the absolute uncovered light. If all veils have been removed. Intuition is covered knowledge of the self only. It is called Suj is Mithya Darshan. Wrong vision also is part of intuitive knowledge. But he has some understanding. He has got a little bit light of the self. He knows the moment one says, I am something, that is called Suj, and then he says, I am this, then that Michael, then it is intellect, and then I am pure soul, is Prajna. So there is a darshan. Suj is, it's a kind of a vision. Because darshan has mithya darshan, wrong vision and right vision. But the moment he says, I am pure soul, then it is pure vision. And then I am Michael, but I am something. It is connected to a life after life event at Suj. It is kind of... When in real darshan is called... Real darshan. When the body leaves, there is a causal body, there is the, and also is Suj, intuitive knowledge, is it part of the causal body? It is part of the self only, but only as capital self, but there is a mixture, it is part of the mixture of knowledge and vision. And the best analogy he has given Deepakbhai so far is you take a bulb and put in, like say, four white towels over it. There is still some light coming through, but it is not the clear unveiled light like the Prajna. Anger, greed, deceit, pride. And that is called Mithya Darshan, wrong vision, is it not? And so that is called the causal body. Where is Deepakbhai is trying to, Sirishbhai is trying to find out where Suj or the intuitive understanding or says I am. So from the Suj arises the ego, and from the ego arises the intellect, and then it charges and then discharges. So Suj is the very basis on which light, either of a negative nature, I shouldn't say negative, but darkness, ignorance, can take hold towards the intellect, versus light of awareness kind of takes over on this side of the line. You know, it's Suj carries on until it comes to the 85th milestone. And then all of a sudden says, oh, I am at 85th milestone, who am I? And then he says, then he receives the knowledge of who he is. He says, aha, I am this, I am pure soul. And then Suj becomes Prajna. It is the very Suj that could have become Michael. Is that very Suj, that underlying understanding, that has got understanding base, becomes darshan or the vision, and becomes Prajna. Something is there, it's called, that is called Suj. And then then and then I am this is this thing, and then from Suj I'm this, something is there, but he says I'm Michael, then it is that very Suj is a basis, that very intuitive understanding I am something in the wrong direction is called ego intellect, I am this indeed is called Prajna. And so there is a base of every human being life after life which he carries as Suj. Because it is in a way direct light of the self only, but it is covered with, if you will, now the four towels over the light. It is this, you know, the knowledge at fourth standard is knowledge, is it not? But it will become ultimate knowledge in that one time, is it not? But because it comes on this side of the line, it is called Prajna. He says, Deepak Bhai, it has been said that Suj has connected to this intuitive, it's kind of constant, and it is associated with the heart. Dada has used the word, it is location is in the heart. Heartily and heart. Yes, Deepak Bhai says the heartily. When you understand something with you through your heart, it kind of reaches your Suj, S-O-O-J. Suj is Suj. Elsewhere, Deepak Bhai has used the example that ladies have an excellent Suj. If five guests arrive, they will quickly make a meal, whereas the men will do not having that Suj, they will mess up the kitchen and not know what to do. So this, they don't have to learn it. Even while they are yapping and talking, they can finish a meal. Isn't Suj on the basis of an experience life after life? Yes, Deepak Bhai says. It is just there is no sthitva, there is really no location, there is really no presence. Chene, yes, he says there is no bhava. No. Yes, there is a bhava. There is no tattva swarup, there is no elemental form of bhava. It is bhava is that which arises when the S capital self comes with in contact with the non-self complex, that is the ego. Ego intellect complex. So Deepak Bhai says, no, there is a belief that I am this, I hate this, I don't like this. That is the bhava, isn't it? The one with the wrong belief is called bhava, the middleman. Suj, if this is constant, it is not, Suj does not charge and discharge. It is constantly carrying on life after life. Constant, in that sense, it is constant. It is at the very beginning, it is the very base which can move either in the direction this side of the line and become the S capital self. Prajna, or you can go on that side of the line, become the ego intellect complex and saying I am Michael. So this is on that, on the basis of which this foundation arises. So it is there life after life without charging or discharging. Charge discharging is of the kashais. And so to believe that I am relative, that I am Siddharth, then it is called Mithyatva, wrong level Suj. And to believe that I am the pure soul is the right level Suj, otherwise known as Prajna. That one is called Agnya, U-G-N-A, not Agnya, but U-G-N-A, Agnya, U-G-N-Y-A, Agnya. But at the relative, if you believe that I am Michael and you really just believe that, then the Suj, the understanding has gone in the wrong direction, wrong from the perspective of liberation, from this side of the line. Nothing is wrong or right, but when you are talking of liberation, to move away from the self is all wrong. So Suj has a function. Does it have a function? No. You just talked about in the relative, there is, does it, is Suj a part of, just like the mind, buddhi, chitta, is it Suj on the basis of, but is it, because Suj does not become Suj, the ego in the intellect takes over, therefore the Suj, the common life after life understanding that had arisen within you, but always constant, remain with you, now gets converted into the ego intellect complex and does a lot of harm to you. If it remained as Suj, it would have been nice. But it is now Deepas. The other Shri just took up the Suj, and you know, because on the basis of the Suj that you could open up this side of the line that I am, but what am I am was in the wrong, I am feather is the wrong belief, I am pure soul is the right belief, right understanding. So can you believe the base? So Suj is such an amazing thing at the very very basis of the existence that I am, a kind of a faint idea of I am, but what am I? Am I this feather or am I pure soul? But Dada Shri could remain for countless lives as an impartial one, observing life after life, this very basis of the foundation of Suj, this intuitive base. It is that it is not the intellect has got nothing to do with it. In fact, the intellect is the progression of the Suj in the wrong direction. Whereas this I am, who am I? I am not this, but I am this with a T capital, and you come over on this side, and all of a sudden we have the entire Vignan open up on this side of the line, on our side of the line. Yes. And yes, Suj is a little dominant when you're in bhakti in front of the Lord, or when a person is really devoted in front of the Lord in a church or a temple. At that time, the intellect is relatively, the ego, the intellect is relatively quiescent, relatively nulled, but it comes back as soon as you walk out of the temple. And whereas, therefore, you have moved way away from Suj when you... No. Up until now, we used to call Suj as Pragna, and now you are telling something else, Deepak Bhai. Now you have become pure soul, and now you just have to prove Phailagna. Forget about this Suj business now. Now you have got the absolute vision that amidst everything that is happening, I am not doing anything. And within, amidst everything that arises in front of me, whether the world likes it or whether the world hates it, I am not the doer of anything of all this. And that is your ultimate vision. That is your absolute vision. That is called Kevad Darshan. And the Suj is no longer applicable. This is your knowledge. This is your base. And then with that and the five Agnas, you will attain final liberation. Really? Really, I am pure soul. Vyavasthita is the doer. And that Siddhartha is different. I am different. This is a file. I am pure soul. And you're done. You don't need to dissect this so much. This is now you have success. You were at 285 miles, and now you are at 325 miles. And now you are trying to dissect. Oh, I'm at 325 miles. What happened to the intervening period? What difference does it make, my friend? Because you're already over here. So this is a major jump for you in spirituality. And this is a fantastic grace, this is a phenomenal grace from 260 degrees of the highest understanding of Hinduism or Upanishads, Tattva Vignar or Jainism. You have been jumped, you have been placed at 325 degrees. Now, and then all you need to go now is to 360 degrees. And when you attain 345, you become a Gnani. So then once you become a Gnani means the one who is free of Kishais. Then you got only 15 degrees to go. Deepak Bhai says, what the problem is that we are still tempted to things in the world, to people in the world, to pleasant things in the world. We have still the temptations. Recognize that these temptations belong to Gaia, not to me. I am the pure one. I am the absolute one. Next question. In Dada Shri says then the Aptavani 12, that the one whose worldly interactions, vyavahar, becomes ideal, one becomes pure. Dada Shri says even much more. This thing beyond even ideal worldly interaction, which is that worldly interaction that is absolutely devoid of kashais. And when you remain in the agnas of the Gnani Purush, there is no kashai. Your worldly interactions will be without kashais, without anger, greed, deceit, pride. What is meant by adarsh? Adar means through these thoughts, speech and actions you do not hurt anyone. That is called adarsh or ideal. But your own wife will say, what the heck, forget about him. He maybe looks like a saint outside, but I know where he's at. Okay, so that is not Asher. See, Dada Shri's knowledge is that the moment you keep on applying it and you keep on with it, you keep on improving. But right now there are clashes happening in the home, then how can you be talking about ideal worldly interactions? Adarsh, ideal. The Adarshri had for... He had ideal worldly interactions for decades, even before he attained Gnan. So whether he goes to his mother-in-law, his brothers, his sister-in-laws, everywhere he shines. His worldly interaction is such that it is without any kashais. It is an effect. Kashai rahit means without kashais. It is discharge. The other Shri says there is a discharge. Then there is the interaction without kashais. And then there is the purushart, and then there is the nishchay. So it is on. Discharge is last lives that is unfolding in front of you in front of this life. So what we have to say that regardless of the nature of the discharge, if you hang on to your equanimity, because in right this way, Dadashi says, when Michael is fighting with somebody, then if you know from yourself that this is totally wrong, then you have entered into a higher level of purushart. And that is your purushart. Michael might be hurting overtly somebody externally, but inside you are making Michael do pratikraman, then you are in shuddha vevar, shuddha verbal interaction, and Michael is correcting the old mistakes that had happened in reaction to last life. Okay, because do you think this can happen? Is it happen? Yes, yeah, both can happen. Michael may be hurting somebody, whereas inside he is doing pratikraman, making. And so then you have to make the very strong decision as Michael that I do not want to hurt anyone. Of course, you yourself, the awakened one, has made the ultimate decision that you are never in the hurt mode, but the hurt will happen, and at that time you, the awakened one, has to guide the one who is in a hurtful mode to revert from that and come back to normality and to the kashai free state. Next one, Sashikant. So let us now, therefore, he tells the last gentleman, forget about the result of five agnas is that your worldly interactions will become shuddha, pure. You forget about ideal, it will become shuddha. And then your nishchay will come to it, to ultimate destination and end. Dadashri did pratikraman for 4 years after his enlightenment with each and everyone. Is how much is how necessary is it for us to do the same? Deepak Bhai says, no. All you have to do is whatever arises in front of you, settle with it equanimity. But his state was such a after post Gnan state was so absolutely. He was even though he was a worldly man. He is nonetheless, why did he have to do such intense pratikraman for 4 years, recalling each and every relation from birth till that point? Deepak Bhai says, he says the numbers were gone. So then he says when he became enlightened, then he got and then he became enlightened, he saw all the junk, and he says he saw so much. He was not wearing 12 number glasses or very thick rim glasses even before. His intense pratikramans was the result of the full light that expressed within him, and in that light he was able to see so minutely the faults that were lying. And now if the light is not there, you will not be able to see the rubbish that is lying around you, would you? His light was so manifest with such magnificent and such energy and glory and light energy that he was able to see everything. And as he was able to see, he was able to see. He says, Dada took 4 years to finish up, then what I can take 10 years if necessary. But Deepak Bhai says, no, you have such heavy veils of Gnanavaran. Gnanavaran means the veils over your knowledge. Yes, you have received the knowledge, however, the But if you remain 70% in five agnas, then that is the solution. You don't have to go and start digging with a heavy-duty shovel and a pick, trying to understand, hey, where is the fault of Siddharth? Where is the fault of Siddharth? Instead, the real energy should be towards remaining in the five. 7 out of 10 times, did you see the pure soul in the persons that you met yesterday? Did you see the pure soul of 7 out of the 10 people you met yesterday? Did you, in any event where you wanted to do something your way, did you understand any one of the Agna that it is Vyavasthit is the doer? Then said, that means... If you have to take 10 morsels of food while eating, can you remain in awareness that the eater is eating in those 7 morsels of food as you take and chew them, that the eater is eating and I, the non-eater, am the knower of the one who is eating? But you know, here what you do, the first time you begin, you say, the eater is eating and I, the non-eater, is simply the knowing, and the next thing you are absorbed in the enjoying of the taste of the food that you are taking. So you should be constantly applying this thing. Why don't you start, instead of digging into the pratikraman, because what are you going to dig in the past? There is heavy veils of your vision. You do not have the light of the sun that Dada Shri had when he got enlightened. His was like almost near like a full moon as he came out of the enlightenment hour. So you know, when tea comes in, when every time you remember tea, next thing you know, you're running to the kitchen. But instead, why don't you take it as an inner bell? Aha, tea. And then you just look at it. If some human being comes in front of you, somebody, some collector is coming and bugging you for money, can you see his pure soul in that time instantly? That is called Jagruti, that is awareness, that is five agnas. But you get repelled from him, you try to avoid him, you already brand him as somebody who bugs you. You find him at fault. So again, Deepak Bhai is going through various applications of five agnas. Deepak Bhai, this man says it is. You may say it is easy, Deepak Bhai, this application of five agnas. Let me tell you how I apply it, says Deepak Bhai. I said, you should just say that I want to see the pure soul. I want to see the pure soul in the other person. Just as my pure soul, just as I am the pure soul, I want to see that very same pure soul in that man and that woman and the person who is bothering me and the person who is here. Can I see that? What if I want to see the pure soul as he is? Because you are not seeing the pure soul in the other person exactly as it is, as he is, as H capital is, I is, that is why the kashais kind of come over and envelop you. Vyavasthit means it is joined with the file, is it not? It is all interlinked. All of these four agnas are joined with each other. Therefore, just keep on trying to understand these agnas. The more you understand these agnas and its applications, the higher is the file, relative, real, shuddhatma, vyavasthit. That's all is real, relative, vyavasthit, sambhav, and satsang. That is all. Yes, just Dada Shri's thing was out of so many previous countless lifetimes, and then he became a Gnani. And through his grace, we have received it, and we have received that much energy. And therefore it has become easy. But even then, but he's saying he's using us all. He should be idea the proper way of saying it is, he should say it is happening to me. He should not include all of us in this questioning. But it is just, let us see. Why is it that I cannot see the pure soul? You should just be aware that you didn't see it. If you can see that, if you can know that you did not see, that is the awareness. You may not be able to see the pure soul, but if you know that Siddharth missed seeing the pure soul, that I miss seeing the pure soul, because Siddharth cannot see the pure soul. You, the awakened one, has to see the pure soul, and therefore you are aware of the one, the time when you missed out, and that is a lack of awareness. You see, do you... He says, in other words, if you are always the knower, you know that with this eye you cannot see very well, and therefore you, the knower, your vision is not tainted. Then you go to the eye doctor, he puts the correct lenses and he says, aha, I can see. So really the knower, the seer is able to see all the time. But if the vision of the middle one gets tainted, then of course there is nothing that the seer can do except to see through the glasses that are being offered to him. So now, he says, in other words, he said, Dada Shri says, you are indeed the self. I can see you, I can see your pure soul, distinctly separate from you. The problem is you cannot see that. And we have to come to that level of the vision that Gnani Purush Dada Shri has had and has given us. And as you stick on, hang on tenaciously to these visions of the five Agnas, then it will start happening within you. But what you do is you slip into the Kashai mode, into the yellow glasses mode of the Dravya Karma and the discharging karma, and then you say, I can't see. No, you need, Dravya Karma is the yellow glasses that is discharging. It is the subtle discharge karma from past life. That has not been taken away. You have been given the glassless, pure, direct vision through the five Agnas. But what you do is, as it comes in front of you, you're still seeing through your yellow glasses, and then say, hey, I can't see, I can't see. Remove the darn yellow glasses, throw them away, and see it directly through the vision that you have been given, and he is the pure soul. He is indeed as pure as you are. He says, I'm not sad, but he says, you're sad. He says, I feel I'm lacking. He says, the feeling that you're lacking something is indeed the problem. You have been given the total vision, the total knowledge. Why even give vent to the fact that I'm lacking something? Really, there is nobody who is you. It is the Jagruti, the J capital awareness, that needs to be sustained, rather than saying, oh, I'm lacking this, I can't do this. Because the moment you give vent and energy to that, you will go in that direction. Kaushik Magyavala, this okay, can you please tell me, there are three Lord forms of Lord Krishna upstairs. There is Lord Srinathji Balaji, the Yogeshwar Krishna, and to the right is the Balaji. When I am doing the vision, what kind of intention should I have? No intention. Just say, Kaushik is doing the darshan. The prayer to the pure soul is this thing. Remain in five Agnas, remain in separation. Kaushik is bowing in front of this Lord Krishna and this Lord Tirthankar. Siddharth is bowing down to the Lord Tirthankar. I am as pure as Lord Tirthankar. I am as fully enlightened as the enlightened soul in Lord Simandar Swami. That is the separation. Why do I need to do that? Is because in the past life you had moved away from Lord Krishna, and therefore this worship is necessary. But the tattva vision, the tattva drashti, means the elemental vision, is this fourfold separation. In other words, the relative is doing the relative bhakti, the real is connected with the real. That is the ideal one. I am pure soul. I am as pure soul as Lord Dada Bhagwan, as pure soul as Deepak Bhai, I am as pure as Deepak Bhai. You know, and Siddharth is touching his feet. That should be the external. So that is the ideal way to look at it. And that is the awareness. And that is the awareness of the five Agna, the relative, the real, and the relative real. What does the five Agna say? Is Kaushik, are you doing the darshan, or Kaushik is doing? So the Kaushik, I'm pure soul. Siddharth is doing the darshan. Siddharth is in front of this Lord upstairs, this God upstairs. You are not. You are everywhere. He may have gone up there, but you are here. You are everywhere. It is just hang on to the five Agnas. Yes, if you really want to just this, or if you want to ask and say, dear Lord, please grant me the energy to remain in five Agnas. Please grant me the energy to see the universe as you saw, my Lord Krishna. Grant me those energies. But recognize that it's Siddharth who is asking for the energies, and you are aware of Siddharth asking for those energies. Remain and maintain the separation. Next one. Oh, already time over. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, Vidhi, let us do the Vidhi. Remain as a self and see the self. Be the self and see the self. S capital. This Parayan is coming. Major Parayan is coming. today is Friday, is it not? Friday today?
Yes.
Okay, it starts on Sunday, day after tomorrow, Parayan Major. This hall will be filled to capacity. We need some. Okay, he's just now giving some house chores. This is registration for those who are. We'll all be sitting in one specific corner here. And yes, please, even all of you should register.
When the booths are set up, they can just come. Ask at any booth.
When the booths are going to be set up here, you can come at any time and get yourself registered. You'll be given a pass with a scan code with your name, which you have to wear. And when you, and that's it, and the same passcode